pretty late favorite. Her 12th appearance. Really one of the most wonderful musicians, songwriters. Here is Tess Constantine with Baby Doll.
Baby doll, baby doll. Haven't called in a while. Baby doll, when did your smile fade away? Maybe you got lost in it, baby. Maybe you forgot it, baby. Just know I'm around. Think I thought too much of it, baby. Think I was ashamed of it, baby. Just know it's okay. Cause remember the day we painted that door red. Cause when we walk in, it's gonna be love all night. We painted that door red. Cause when we walk in, it's gonna be love all night. The way you liked it. When your covers weren't hiding under the yellow dress on Sunday morning, you wore to the park. I know you're not afraid of the dark. Oh, baby doll, when I answered the call, answer the call. Baby doll, brought back my smile, brought back my smile. Think I got lost in it, baby. Think I forgot it, baby. I know you're around. Think I thought too much of it, baby. Think I was ashamed of it, baby. I know we're okay. Cause remember the day we painted that door red. Cause when we walk in, it's gonna be love all night. We painted that door red. Cause when we walk in, it's gonna be love all night. Your curves weren't hiding under that yellow dress on Sunday morning. You wore to the park. I know you're not afraid of the dark.
Tess Constantine.
Thank you.
Another new song. Nice. I told Craig, were we on the phone this morning with or today with Steffi? 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon feels like morning for us sometimes. But we were talking to Steffi Menendez, one of our bosses, and we were saying that this was your 12th appearance, but every time you come, there's something new. And we couldn't be more proud of you. It's
Thank
so exciting
you so
to
much.
Watch you, whether it's on Facebook and or the music that you bring in studio. Always, from the very first time we met you, Craig and I were blown away by the soulfulness of your music. And when we met you, you were 15. 15 or 14 even?
15. Yeah.
And, you know, I was trying to imagine Tess, you know, wandering around the hallways of her high school. Just I could just see you always thinking of the next thing to write or what this means to my music and just sort of always thinking of that. Do you dream in music?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. When I dream, it's not like I don't have dreams when it comes to like me performing or me writing songs, but mm-hmm. I have dreams where
good.
In my dream,
don't have those. Don't,
yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
It's weird, but yeah, I have dreams where I have music playing during my dream.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's not my music. It's just like random music. I don't know.
And when we talked to you before, I know early on we'd asked you about some of your influences, and I know mm-hmm. Florence and the Machine was one of the groups you mentioned. Do you have, is that starting to evolve too now that you're in a different education environment?
Yeah, for sure. I think I've always been drawn to like strong, like female voices, like mm-hmm. her, like Tracy Chapman. I think like women with like big voices.
Yes.
And also like deep voices. I think also by being like more like engaged in terms of like in songwriting terms, like who writes the song. I think I'm more impressed by people that like write their own songs because I look up like, oh, did they write that song or like mm-hmm. how did that work? I would say like I'm getting evolved to like, you know, older, like I'm doing... One of the classes I'm doing is called Performance Lab, where we have to do these cover songs and like mimic them like exactly, and it can range from we did a Justin Timberlake like 90s song to
what did that feel like?
That was interesting. It was interesting. I gotta say the contemporary ones are pretty hard to mimic too because they have electronic stuff in it too, which is kind of hard to mimic sometimes live. But that we did like that, we did James Taylor, so like a fun wide variety. So like expands what you think about music, and for sure my style's changed based on like the people around.
Right.
Yeah. I think honestly the students have influenced me a lot recently.
Well, I would imagine there's like an ebb and flow here. Charles, did you want, I didn't want to keep your mic off.
You know, Tess, I think it's fair to say that so you've been here 12 times. You've come with something new every time. It's fair to say that you're a prolific songwriter, even at this young age. I have to ask. Yeah. You're prolific. You're creative. When would you say, is there any pattern to when you have your moments of greatest creative inspiration?
It depends. It really depends. just when I was in the green room, I came up with like, in general, what happens is that I have a melody in my head and I'm like, oh, that's not a song I know. I'll like record it on a voice memo, just like the vocal melody. And then when I'm in the mood to write a song or whatever, I look at my voice memos, so those really help me. I think just like saving and documenting those like random times where I get a certain, or I write down a line that I come up with like in the middle of like a class, and then I go back to them, and then I'm like, okay, trying to analyze and think about, okay, how I'm gonna make that a complete song, like a story.
Is there any time of day or any environment or anything
nighttime.
Like that? Okay.
Nighttime.
Before you go to bed, or you know, like you know, just after dinner, like you know.
There is a haunting quality to some of the music that you do, so it has that sort of nighttime element to it. There's a beauty in that.
Yeah, I think nighttime for sure. I mean, I've never been a morning person, but also I feel like
me neither.
Yeah. I feel like I've had to write songs like to expand yourself. I've tried writing songs in the morning, like early morning. It's just not great.
Why have you tried doing it in the early morning? Did you we try the artist way?
Yeah, and I mean at school too, they give us like they're like, okay, wake up at 7 a.m. and write a song, and that didn't work out for me.
Yeah.
Do
you find yourself almost like following some formula that doesn't belong to you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. I think it depends. I mean,
because I would. I mean, and by that I mean it would be like I'm doing this for the sake of doing it rather than having it flow.
Right, yeah. I think the ones where I'm like, I come up with a melody randomly, those are the ones that aren't the formula that I have to figure out when I look back at it and then say, okay, how am I going to make that a song versus, okay, I have to sit down and write a song right now. That's more that's more of a formula saying, okay, verse, chorus, whatever. So, yeah.
And it's so cool that you've followed your dreams. Your parents have been so supportive of you going to Interlock.
Love you guys.
To Interlock.
Shout out to my parents.
Shout out to the parents in the studio.
Yeah, no, honestly.
They've been here every time. They're always so cool to hang out with you. We have to offer them some Moscato, by the way, before we go. it was getting into Interlock and because I know that my son is passionate about certain things, but I don't know that he would be brave. Like, there is a braveness to leaving home at a young age, but I also think there's got to be an element of like the Hogwarts for music, sort of a draw.
No, I it's really the Misfits. Like I feel because also we're outside of the small town Traverse City, but it's we're
so beautiful up there too in Michigan.
Yeah, it really is. But it's a super weird place to be because we're in the middle of like a woods in like a small town, and like even 2 miles outside of like campus or like Confederate flags, it's very concerned because it's Michigan.
Sorry, it's not all Michigan. Michigan, we know you're listening too, by the way.
Oh no,
did Tess just go cuz Michigan?
I mean that in the sense that it's really extreme at Interlochen, where I mean like at my old school
it's like
majority
island.
Were conservative, and at Interlochen like you're shunned if you like any conservative, you know, politician.
Well, that's not fair either though.
Yeah, I agree, because I know someone that's conservative and like I'm actually pretty good friends with them, but I think it's a nice place though, because for people it's like a place for creativity, and also like I know a lot of people that like even like people that can dress up like in drag or like different, like they're kind of like, it's kind of like mini college in some ways, but it's a place where people can go, like no one is judgmental, you know. It's really cool.
I feel like I want to help the conservative students write some ballads or something to express themselves so that they can feel brave. I mean, that sounds strange, but I mean I get it, because in an artist community it's, you know, the tendency is to be a little more accepting of everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that falls hard on conservatives. They're like, well, I accept stuff, but it's such a weird battle because they always, when you do go off to college, there's that sense that there's a tendency towards liberalism. So I hope that the students, you know, feel like they can be themselves.
I agree. And I feel like, I mean, for me, like I've always been super open, but even going there was a little bit of like a shock just because I've always heard about it or seen it on like TV and movies, just like people being different. But like, you don't really see that. I didn't see that in my old school. Like, obviously there were people that were gay or lesbian, but most people were, I'm sure, in the closet.
Right.
And so like seeing that at Interlochen, it was a little bizarre at first, in terms of just like seeing it for real life. But like, I think it's great. You know,
I'm excited for you. We're hanging out with Tess Considine and more music, more live music with her. We also have Rob Martier's in the studio because in a little while we have the Weekend Wind Up with Rob Martier. And joining us tonight is Dr. Charles Turk. More after this on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And Rob Martier is joining us very shortly for What's in the Box and the Weekend Wind Up with Rob Martier. Dr. Charles Turk joins us in studio in his cravat and his smoking jacket glory. And for the 12th appearance, you have appeared more than any other musical, I would say more than most guests, as a matter of fact. You're one of our favorites. And as Charles mentioned, one of the most prolific, too. So we're so excited to have musician and songwriter Tess Considine with Traveling Lovers.
Winter cracks her bones and dim light she tries. Words linger on shifting stones. He's the anchor, keeps her steady in her lover's world. She's an ageless wonder through romanticized eyes. Though the clock keeps ticking, their love never subsides. And sun and moon sing like loons. Carry a simple tune for you and I. Through storms and rages, we speak the truth night. False statements were a sail on a ship at sea. Traveling lovers are each other's homes. Traveling lovers are each other's homes. 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 Rays of sun edge his tan skin. Sopsy, it's so cold. His body misplaced continues to ache. She's the lines keep him steady in his lover's world. Ink pages condensing. Fine lines, day and day. And night, and clouds and stars. They breathe you through the heart. Oh, carry a simple tone. You and I. Through storms and rages, we speak the truth, not false statements. We're a sail on a ship at sea. Traveling lovers are each other's homes. Traveling lovers are each other's homes. Each other's homes. Each other's homes. Each other's homes. Each other's.
Outstanding. Tess Considine with Traveling Lovers. People can find your music online, can't they?
Yes, they can.
They should.
Yeah, if you look up Tess Considine, which is T-E-S-S space Considine, C-O-N-S-I-D-I-N-E. I have a website, Facebook, Instagram, Vine, Twitter, all
Everything.
I was blown away the very first time you came on our show, which was about 2 years ago, I would say about in April for the Bitter Jester Battle of the Bands. And I mean, we were blown away then. And I didn't think I'd be more blown away. And I keep getting more blown away by your music. And
Thank you.
It's obviously there's a maturity, but there's a lot of, you have so much patience with your music too. You know, I mean, we see a lot of musicians who, and it's not just because you're comfortable with the studio and you know us. Mm-hmm. You're patient with the way you want to communicate the emotions that you have in the writing and in the you know, all the music.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. I know that you've been going out to L.A. Has that had an influence, like, when you think about what are they going to want in L.A.? Or are you still really good about protecting what you need to share?
It's both. Because I feel like there's sometimes where I get stuck in, especially if I don't have a certain idea that comes up, I get stuck in a rut. I'm like, okay, like, how to write a hit song? And honestly, it's kind of hard to tell because I'm like, you know, just myself, like, you know, I'm a performer, but I'm not like well known. Like, it's kind of hard to tell what would be or what would not be, just because it's so formulaic and like what the, like, the audience, like, I hear hit songs that I love, and I hear hit songs that I'm like, why is that a hit song? You know, so it's
and really, that will be the artist's way for the rest of your
life.
Right,
and I think that's like, I think
why
that's
did a, that make it?
Yeah, I think that's the one tedious thing, I think, for me, just like knowing what people want versus what they don't want. Because, but I think in the end, I want to do something where when I perform it, like, I'm confident, because I don't want to do something where I have like no personal connection or like want to play it, because then it's not going to get across to the audience at all.
Then you're just going through the motions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of something that was created for consumption rather than for pleasure.
Right.
It's a wild ride. When you go into a recording studio, how has that changed in the last couple of years for you, that experience?
It's changed. Well, I mean, currently for this new EP that I'm working on, I'm working with my friend Jesse Munsett, who is a singer-songwriter as well, and he's a really good producer. And I think it changes it, because when I hear it, like, I hear it as my guitar and myself, and I hear other instruments, but I'm not sure, like, you know, how that's going to work. I hear a bigger sound, but I'm not, like, the instrumentalist that can, like, be like, okay, I want to put this certain, you know, riff on the bass or whatever. And this is where I think it comes more to life, I would say.
And you're putting your hands in your life in the hands of a producer, your music and everything that you love.
But I think the thing about I can tell a good producer because they listen and then they evaluate and they talk about it with you, instead of just saying, okay, this needs this or this needs that, you know? But yeah, I think the weird thing for me is not when I play it and then bring it to the studio, but when I bring it to the studio and then I play by myself without all that instrumentation. I think that's the weird part, because I hear when I play certain songs, I hear, you know, the bass and the drums and everything. And then when I play by myself, it kind of feels empty, but I try to bring the life back with just me and my guitar. So.
Right. Well, you've learned so much already in the 2 years, and you've grown so much. We're so proud of you and look
Thank
forward
you
to
so
having
much.
You. Whenever you're in town, I mean, we will set it up again and make sure that we have room for you and space. We'll always make time for Tess Considine.
Thank you so much, Patty.
Thank you so much. Again, your website, Tess
Considine, TessConsidine.com.
All right. Have fun at school.
Thank you.
Most importantly, have fun at school. More after this on 720 WGN. Oh, straight to news? Well, then 312-981-7200. We need two contestants for What's in the Box. 312-981. She's leaving, everybody. Don't get nervous about our high school student. 312-981-7200. We need two contestants. We have a $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's and a $25. We have a gift card for Apt Electronics, abt.com, for more information about Apt Electronics out in Glenview. 312-981-7200. Two contestants for What's in the Box. Right now, with your news, So what's happening with news and traffic on Fridays? I don't know Laura Vaughn. I mean, I know Laura Vaughn, but I don't, because like sometimes it's one way and sometimes it's the other way, and you're not Roger Badish, and it's all very confusing.
Roger took the night off, so I'm here to fill in.
Well, I'm thrilled to see you, m'lady.
I am delighted. This has been awesome.